front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you. Okay, I'm here going behind the screens with Shannon O'Malley of Calamuna. Hey, Shannon.
Hi there. Hey, Chris.
Tell me a little bit about what you do with Calamuna and what brings you out to Bad Camp.
Sure. Well, my formal title at Calamuna is Senior Communication Strategist, but we all do a lot there because we're so small. You know, there's maybe, I think, 15 of us about. So I handle, you know, outside of Bad Camp, I do content strategy for our clients. And then the other part of my job is managing the Calamuna brand. And helping out with, you know, all things Calamuna communications, whether that's, you know, helping us, like, you know, write a blog post. You know, I help the team write their blog post, doing social media strategy, you know, writing the social media, partner communications, you know, with, like, partner marketing or anything like that. So I do a lot of that kind of stuff for them, too.
Is this what you went to school for? Is this what you trained for? How did you end up working with Calamuna?
Sure, yeah, definitely not, well, a little bit what I trained for, but never imagined I would end up, I didn't even know what Drupal was when I was in college. I don't have a coding background, I've never been a developer. I didn't know what Drupal was until 3 years ago. I came up as an advertising copywriter, so that means that I worked for like 8 to 10 years working in the creative department of ad agencies, coming up with ad campaigns. So all the cultural pollution that you see on the highways with the billboards and TV ads and campaigns and everything, I was one of those people who came up with those ideas and wrote them and sold them to big companies. I've worked on campaigns for Volkswagen, PayPal, Electronic Arts, like a lot of really huge companies. And so after a while, you know, I wanted to do something new. Working in the corporate world is like, it's a lot of 2 a.m. nights with 8 a.m. mornings. So I just kind of wanted to do something else. And I do my own projects on the side, and working in the corporate world doesn't really help you do your side projects. So I was just kind of like at a fork in the road, and you know, I knew that Andrew Malice, the co-founder of Calamuna, he was a friend of mine, and I kind of knew he was looking for somebody to help him with writing and coming up with like concepts for websites and you know, the kind of like back end like thinking about communications, and he knew that I kind of did that kind of stuff. So we worked on a project or two, and then he told me, like, hey, you know, me and these guys got together, and we're really getting this company called Calamuna together, and we need help with our brand. You know, like, what is it? What does it say? What are we about? How do we manifest it through communication channels? And I was like, okay, well, I know something about that. I can help you out. So I wrote the original Calamuna brand, and since then, that was 3 years ago, I've just been helping out on, you know, like, getting the word out and, you know, helping kind of steer us in terms of communication. So that's how I ended up here at Bad Camp. You know, Bad Camp for me as like an advertising person is it's a media buy. You know, it's most developers here seem to think of it as like, oh, you know, and it is. This is a great educational resource. I love how the open source community like works together to like build this thing called Drupal and share information and stuff. So I think for the developers, it's an educational opportunity. It's a networking opportunity. You know, like let's share what we know. You know, about the JS nodes or whatever these things are, right? I don't know about them. And hook up with colleagues and share information and learn from them. But it's also an opportunity for, you know, these different companies to, like, get the word out about who they are and get people interested in them and, you know, just kind of reinforce their identities to the community. So at the camps, I always have a hand in helping us do that.
Yeah, and you guys are doing something awesome at the camp here where you've got a wall set up with a series of gift cards taped to them with the denominations hidden. And anybody can come pick a gift card off the wall, scratch off the back, find the denomination, and donate that amount to the charity of their choice. So we pick the charity, but Calamuna is providing the donation.
Yeah, that's right.
That is one of the most cool, amazing things I've seen at a booth at any conference or camp. What gave you the idea to come up with that?
Cool, thanks. Another part of it too is that people can write down the charity that they gave to, and write it on a colorful sticker and put it on our wall. So right now here at the camp, what you see is this big grid with all these different colors and names of all these great organizations that do good work across the world. And so, you know, we're also giving people an opportunity to promote those organizations. You know, like if you're into, you know, NPR or the SPCA or whatever, you know, we want to help you amplify your cause through the wall. So that's another thing that's doing. But as to your question as to how it came about, I think of these events, these camps, not only as an educational opportunity for the developers and everyone else who comes, but it's also an opportunity for us to get the word out about who we are. And so it's like a media buy. It's like buying an ad in a magazine, you know, to talk about who you are. And so here, there's an opportunity for us to, you know, we're growing, so we're hiring, which is awesome. We work for mission-driven organizations like GreenBiz, other organizations that work for gender equality, the environment, schools. We have, like, a lot of higher ed clients, too. So we want people to know that that's what we're about when they're thinking about, you know, what's their next gig going to be? You know, like, we want to connect with like-minded people who care who want to live their values at work, you know, who care about causes and are passionate about them. So when it came time to, like, think about what our presence was going to be at Bad Camp, we all agreed that the best foot forward for us was this values thing. It's like, yeah, you can do Drupal. You know, yeah, you can work remotely. We're in Oakland. You know, there's a lot of cool things about working at Kalamuna, but we think the one that really differentiates us is that, at least here at the camp, you know, is that we work for companies that align with our values, and we want you to do the same. So, you know, it's hard to remember, but myself and Ken Lowe is technically our office manager, but he has an MFA in painting, so he understands, like, concepts, right? Like, you know, like, what are the ideas behind the artistry? And also our senior designer, Tiago de Mello Bueno, has a similar background in graphic design and the arts. So we all got together and tried to start thinking, like, well, what's an interesting, like, kind of experiential marketing thing that we could do that shows people in an interactive way that we're all about the cause? You know, we're all about the technology is second to the message, to this idea, like, let's help make the world a better place. You know, I know that sounds cliche, but, you know, that's what we're in it for, you know? So we got together, we started talking, and, you know, we just had all these little kind of ideas. You know, we had, like, brainstorms, and we kept on revisiting different vectors, you know, oh, maybe we could do this, you know, like. And so Ken actually had this idea of doing sort of like a kind of an advent calendar kind of thing, where we had like a wall of boxes that people could open and then take a ticket out, and the ticket would present them something good that they could do that day, or it was something like that. Like, hey, here's an idea, go do this, it's really easy and you'll feel good about it.
Sure.
And I really love that that interactivity of that, like that an individual could come up to this wall and have a conversation with us about this weird art piece, right? And then have this engagement where they would open a box and find something cool in it, you know? So that's not what our wall ended up being, but then, you know, because it was basically like a production, like, nightmare, you know, we were like, oh my God, how do we get, you know, like, 300 boxes? How many people are going to camp? Do we need 1,000 boxes? How do we get them there? That's like, oh my God, like, you know, we couldn't really evolve it to make it, like, I don't know, production ready. So then I was like, you know, we talked more and more about it, and I was like, how do we make this 2D? How do we make this doable? You know, how do we make this cost effective, and how do we make it doable? But still keep that thing where people could come up and see what we're about and actually contribute and do something cool, you know, that's not just about us. Like, we didn't want it to just be about us. Like, you know, the open source ethos, as I'm learning, is all about working together to do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of feeling fed into this too, you know, like, we're not some evil corporation who's just like, hey, do this marketing thing and then, like, we're gonna take your money and harvest your emails and you know,
right.
that kind of thing. You know, we just want to do something cool that people can really participate in and feel cool about it, but then also get the message across that, like, we work with mission-driven organizations, and we're gonna do that in every venue that we can, Bad Camp being this, you know, the one that we can execute on that here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it came about, you know, it was group brainstorming, we had some ideas, and we just kind of evolved it for the parameters that Bad Camp presents.
Yeah, you guys did an excellent job. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that, and I hope you can continue to do it.
Cool.
Because I think it is doing exactly what you said. It's a great... It's exemplifying the values behind Kalamuna. And I know that there's a lot of companies that share those values. I think that's one of the things that really makes the community very strong. So it was so cool to see that. Now I've got my name up there. I donated. I got a $5 scratch off on mine for the Alzheimer's Foundation in honor of my dad. So that's up on the wall.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
very cool.
Yeah, it's also interesting to see like what everyone is given to. It's like I have ideas and you know that I want to give to. You know, like oh, I really like you know NPR or you know we've had a lot of people give to organizations that benefit victims of the NorCal fires, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like Redwood Empire Food Bank and Sonoma County Habitat for Humanity, which is awesome, you know, because that's a very, like, important, timely topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really cool to see how people really put themselves into it, you know? Like, they have their own organizations that they want to give to that I've never heard of. And so now when I look at the wall and I see all these colors, I see all these names of these cool charities, and I'm like, oh, I want to look into them. Like, what do they do? And it's just cool to see, like, the breadth of all the good work that not only the organizations are doing, but also, like, that these individuals are doing by donating to those causes. So
yeah.
It's I don't know, it's really interesting. It's
a level of interactivity maybe you didn't think of in the onset.
Or
was that part of the planning? Was that there would be an interactive piece, like you guys would be learning from the people too about all these organizations? Or was that just sort of a happy, like, look at all these new things I found as it sort of evolved?
Well, for me, that was kind of like an extra thing that I'm finding here at the camp. Like, the only, like, preconceived thing about that I had was, oh, we're going to get the names of these nonprofit organizations that we've never heard of, and maybe, like, if they hear that we're helping money go to them, they'll want to know about us, which is cool.
Right.
You know, just a kind of, like, awareness thing. Like, hey, here's this. We're a web development shop. We also do design and strategy for mission-driven organizations, and we're facilitating, you know, donations to you. If you hear about us, maybe we can talk. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
That was like always a kind of tertiary, like, oh, well, cool, you know. But the main thing is like to have these one-on-one interactions with these folks at the camp to show them like, hey, this is what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to empower you to like be a force. That was actually the kind of name of this like campaign we're doing on social too. Is like we want to empower people to be a force, and like, you know, whatever that means is that if that's like, you know, put your heart out for the environment or, you know, donate to, you know, SPCA, you know, whatever it is, we want you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very cool.
Thanks.
So aside from the work part of it, I always like to talk to people about who is in the community, what makes the people that make the community. So with the way you came into Drupal, and it was, so you had no idea what it was when you showed up.
No.
But now it seems like you've found a place where you can really express yourself, and it's a much more rewarding position than maybe creating the billboards and the corporate world that you came from. If there was somebody who's maybe struggling with trying to find themselves and find something that might give them that same sort of opportunity to I guess get within themselves a little bit more, is there any advice you could give to somebody who's trying to get that next step to get a little bit more out of their career?
Well, in respect to this world, you know, this the Drupal community and the open source community, I know they're not necessarily the same, but for me, coming from, you know, the corporate advertising world, they kind of are. you know, I found that in this venue, unlike the corporate world, like, there's just a little more ease and a little more latitude for play, for ideas. You know, in the corporate world, there's a lot more structure and hierarchy, you know, and here it's just, it's like, there's less of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of like, oh, well, you know, that person works at this place, so you got to kiss their ass, or that person works, oh, my, did you hear about that? You know, there's less of this like hero worship and kind of weird like fear and hierarchy that you see in the corporate world. So here, you know, like if you're into something, like in the open source world, if you're into doing something, like you can kind of make your own path, I think, in an easier way than in the corporate world, because there's just more, I don't know, openness to like different kinds of people and different ideas. It's just kind of wackier, you know. I don't know how to say that, you know, because there's definitely super great opportunities in the corporate world, you know. I don't want to like totally knock it, but it's just a different a different sensibility here that's hard to describe, where I think you really can pave your own way. If you want to be an expert in something and really teach yourself and get your, you know, your platform out there, you can do that here.
Yeah.
And so if anyone wants to do that, I think this is like a great place to do it.
You find the local camps, the meetups, just dive in, and let your mind kind of go in the lateral direction instead of the north-south direction, like the corporate world, like you were saying, the hierarchy. This is more...
Yeah, whether it's like, you know, design, UX, development, whatever, you can kind of just like teach yourself a lot of shit and like go your own way. Like, and I don't mean that just for me, but I've seen my colleagues at Kalamuna do that. You know, they teach themselves all the stuff, they connect with people who are interested in what they do, and they like develop knowledge and become experts at what they do, and they're esteemed for it by the community, and it's really cool. Like, you can really like bootstrap yourself in this world. It's cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, very nice. So I like this question just to kind of turn everything off and get to the other side of things. So if you woke up tomorrow and the internet was gone, so
oh no,
yep, job's gone. You don't have to go to work. What would you do? The other way to think about this question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh gosh. Wow. I'd probably like. I feel like I have a real West Coast, like NorCal, Bay Area sense about that. I think I would probably like do gardening and write short stories.
Oh, nice.
Neither of these things make money, really.
That's the point.
Yeah, I think I would do those two things.
Very cool.
And I think I would want to help. I would like want to do something with literacy, like help kids read or learn how to write short stories, learn how to write fiction or something like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Finally, is there anybody that you would like to say thank you to or share some gratitude with, maybe gave you a little boost along the way?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. I mean, the first person that comes to mind is Andrew Malice, who's one of the co-founders of Kalamuna. You know, when I came onto the company, like, I don't think he knew, like... I mean, I kind of knew what he did, and he kind of knew what I did, and we knew that we could help each other. And he, you know, like, took a chance on me and wanted to work with me on different stuff. And we come from totally different worlds and different disciplines. Like, I still don't really completely understand. I never will what he does as a solutions architect or a co-founder of a web design company. And I don't think he, you know, will ever completely understand what I do with, like, you know, campaign concepts and you know, brand stewardship or whatever you want to call it. But you know, we get along and we work it out, and like I'm just thankful to like be able to work for a company that like is so open and like allows for like so many different points of view to coexist. It's really cool.
Shannon, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk today. This has been great, and keep that up with the booth. That stuff is so cool. I can't wait to see more of it.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for asking me about it. It's cool to talk about and see that so many people are into it and they're participating. It's like, yeah, we're doing something good. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.